Dave Moore on Today FM.
Thanks for coming in, saying hello.
Not at all. Pleasure.
There's lots to talk about. We will begin with the big show, the Weir.
Mm-hmm.
Three Olympia. It's running for almost a month, from the start of August to the start of September.
I believe you.
Yes, yeah. You're an actor. You just show up whenever you're told. What's the story, just in general, with stage versus screen? Like, actors sometimes have preferences, but like, where do you kind of fall in that?
Well, I didn't do any screen work for like 7 years after I left drama school. I just did theatre. So it was kind of what I knew, and I was terrified of anything to do with the screen or anybody putting a camera in front of me. So for me, it feels like it's kind of what I fell in love with.
Right.
And it's what I was good at. Yeah. But it's just, there's something really special about, you get together every morning and you figure out how to tell the story together. And it's a real collaborative process. Like, film and TV is a collaborative process, but you do a lot of your work on your own. Then you come in and it's like, okay, what have you got? What have you got? Okay, change that, change that. And think about it for 5 minutes and we'll come on, we shoot it.
Yeah.
That's kind of how that works.
And having interviewed so many actors over the years, often a lot of them won't even watch the on-screen version of whatever it is. Like, if for actors, it was the performance at the moment. So, you know, so when they went onto set, got into costume, given their direction, deliver their lines in the best possible way, and then they were gone. That was it. Well, that was the job. And, oh yeah, sure. Sometimes people watch it. Most people don't. And it just seems to be like, with a play, you're in it all the time. Like,
yeah.
You're not.
And it's just you, because we've got Connor McPherson like shepherding us through it and putting it together in the way that he wants the story told him. But once the lights go down and the curtain goes up and you walk on for 2 hours, it's just you, and we can only rely on each other. And if you get into trouble, you're like, please, somebody help me.
It's a lot like this radio show, to be honest with you. Like, we have bosses who tell us what to do, but then the mics go up for 3 hours and it's
I locked the door.
Yeah. Let's talk about the cast as well in it, because look, it is pretty ridiculous, the people who are in it. Brendan, obviously people will know from everything he's ever done. He has this kind of, I suppose, in some ways, stereotypical role that people cast him in, of grumpy, big, giant man, is in a lot of his things. Yeah. He's not like that in real life at all.
No, I've never met someone laugh so much. He just finds the world endlessly entertaining. And he's great. The way that he thinks through problems and kind of gets the script, he thinks about it very, very deeply. And he's obviously a wonderful performer, but he's a really good kind of company leader. Very generous, very inclusive, asks everybody what they think, and he's like, doesn't want to step on anybody's toes.
Right.
So it's a really interesting dynamic. It's a really good dynamic.
And then when it kicks off then, so it's going to run in the Three Olympia August 8th to September 6th. Mm. When it kicks off on August 8th, what will your days look like then? Because obviously now, as you said, it's rehearsal, it's in a room.
Yeah.
It's very different to what it will be like when you actually start in the theatre. What do you think those days will be like? Will you be up early, or will you get to lie in?
Well, the thing is, when I'm here, I'm not, because I live in England, so I'm not with my small children.
Sure.
So I won't be getting up.
You will not. You will
half
be
six
taking
in the morning to take
the advantage of
that. I mean, they'll come over for a week and my wife will work while they're over, and I'll have the kids during the day and we'll tour around and see some family and stuff like that. But I'm hoping that my days will consist of staying in bed quite late.
Yeah.
Having a leisurely lunch, maybe going doing some exercise.
That might be an idea every now and again.
Go for a swim and then come in and do the show. That's what I'm hoping.
That's what you're hoping for.
It probably won't work out that way.
What would the standard kind of call time be for an evening show in somewhere like the Three Olympia?
If
everything's going well.
Technically you've just got to be there for the half, which is 35 minutes before the show.
So okay.
But I would get there about 5:30.
Okay.
And do warm-ups and all that type of stuff and just kind of get into the zone. Because the thing is, every night, you know, somewhere like the Olympia, you've got over 1,000 people coming in and they've all paid to see the show. You've got to do it right.
Yeah, and the energy changes every evening.
And that's what's exciting about it.
Listen, you've done loads of TV stuff as well, obviously. People will know you from Killing Eve. They'll have seen you in Bad Sisters. Talk to me about Bad Sisters, because that all-Irish kind of cast, location, direction, writing, like...
I mean, that was just a brilliant job. Well, yeah. I watched the first series and absolutely loved it. So when I got a chance to be in the second one, I was like, wow.
Amazing.
I knew some of the girls already. And they're just... That unit that they put together, those five women, I think audiences just want to spend time with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you're an actor, you're like, I'll spend time with
I'll get the chance, yeah.
When you're doing a scene with all five of them, we used to call it the five-headed monster in a really affectionate way. But they're just, again, lovely, lovely people and brilliant at what they do. And really, you got to raise your game to match what's going on. But they're... The dynamic between them and the chemistry was just phenomenal.
And Ian Reilly, your character, he didn't get an easy time, but, you know...
He didn't get an easy time, but, you know, you could say that he kind of deserved...
Possibly.
Because he was a horrible, horrible individual.
He was so horrible. Yeah,
despite his charming exterior.
Yes, he
was, an awful, awful man. And, but sadly not, you know, it's not that far-fetched.
I know people
who've fallen victim to people like him and clever, smart people. It's very easy. The heart can betray you. Badly.
There you go. That's what happens. But Bad Sisters has to show us all. Yeah. Owen, I wouldn't be in the job I'm in if I didn't start doing silly things, which is what I like to do on the radio every now and again.
Right.
So I've decided I'm going to test your knowledge. Now, you have young kids. What age are they now?
8 and 10.
8 and 10. Okay. So you will definitely know this song that I'm going to sing for you in a second, because you will definitely have been through it when they were a bit younger. But I'm going to test your knowledge of animal sounds, because Owen MacDonald sounds an awful lot like Owen MacDonald.
Oh, Jesus. Then that was the bane of my childhood.
I would say it was. When you're about to relive those horrible childhood memories.
PTSD here.
So I'm going to sing the opening bit of Owen MacDonald Has a Farm. And then when it gets to the animal noise, your job is to identify the animal. Is that clear?
Okay.
So Owen MacDonald. See what I'm doing there, guys? It's Owen MacDonald, not Old MacDonald. Yeah, you get it. Okay. Owen MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm he had a... What is that animal for a point on the board in your amazing game?
I mean, I think it's a sheep.
A sheep you're going for. Would you believe that's actually... A giraffe. That's the noise a giraffe makes. Trust me, I didn't know either. I went scouring the internet for the weirdest animal sounds.
Okay, okay.
Second one. Oh, MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm, he had a... You've definitely heard that before.
I'm going to go with... Eagle.
No, that's a fox. And there is that song from Elvis, What Does the Fox Say? Because think about it, when you go through all the animal sounds, you don't, you know, except that is, you'll hear that around the urban areas where you live and where I live, certainly. When I'm awake at night, I sometimes hear that, and that's those foxes talk to each other.
Now, when now it's
the time that they're excited to see each other, the screaming is terrifying. Yeah, I think that may be where banshees come from. Anyway, we won't go into that one. Okay, and your final one. Can you get this one right?
No.
Oh, MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm, he had a... I mean, might be one of my favorite noises ever. He sounds so frustrated. I'll give you a clue. We're going to the southern hemisphere.
Okay. Wombat.
Ooh, nice. No, nice guess.
Yeah.
But that's actually a kangaroo.
Is it?
These big boys, when they rear up on their tail and they're taller than a bloke, like, they're serious animals. Listen, I think I'll give you a round of applause just for the effort. You know,
the complete failure.
The complete failure. But to be honest with you, with a game like that, I think failing completely is absolutely fine. Listen, you're a great sport, Owen. Thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck with the Weir. It runs in the Three Olympia from August 8th to September 6th. And in there, along with Owen, as we said, you will have Tom Von Lawler. You've got Sean McGinley, Kay Phillips, Brendan Gleeson, directed by Conor McPherson. Going to be absolutely brilliant. Thanks so much for coming in. Best of luck.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Pleasure.
Dave Moore on Today FM.